So I started indoor skydiving when I was 8 years old, and it's actually completely by chance. It's because my mom was helping iFly do their advertisements, so they needed people to like come down and try it out. And when she asked me, I mean, who wouldn't want to try indoor skydiving? And from then on, I've been doing it for around 12 years now, and it's been my favorite sport.
When I was younger, I would always follow my sister to trainings, and I'll always like look at her flying, and I was thinking like I really wanted to try it one day. So when I was 7 years old, I managed to actually try indoor skydiving, and I had mixed feelings about it at first, but like after my fourth try, I decided that I wanted to try it as a sport.
I have the Guinness World Record for the most number of backflips in a tunnel in a minute. So in a minute, I think I did 68. And actually, I got it a very, very long time ago. I think almost when I was 12, which was her age. So that was like 7 years ago. So it was nice that I still hold it to today. And if anyone wants to try, they can try it out. But yeah, it gets a bit giddy at times.
I feel like I should try it.
I mean, yeah, maybe you should try it, you know?
I don't know.
When we competed together in Belgium, we were the only like sibling team, and it was really nice. It's always been kind of my late grandfather's dream for us to fly together and win. So it was a nice experience, no? You didn't have fun?
Yeah, stressful, but fun. At first, like when I first started, it was a bit difficult to juggle my school and like my tuition and indoor skydiving. But I feel like now I've gotten used to it.
I mean, our family is quite unique. They definitely put importance into more of a holistic development. So when we wanted to do indoor skydiving as a sport and competitively, my mom just told us as long as we put in our 100% and we do it because we really like it, that our whole family will be on board with us. We always talk about how one day, quite soon in the future, she will be better than me. So definitely, I do have some expectations of her as my sister. But she takes it quite well. She's very talented, so yeah.
The best moment would be when we were training for last year's competition for Belgium Open.
The stress was on, we were competing with like all the adults, and she was the youngest in the category actually. The last time when she went for that competition before COVID, she was really tiny and everyone was just...
I was like 8.
Yeah, she was 8 and everyone was looking at her like she's so cute. And at this competition she came in and she was like, I'm gonna win! And she just like kind of blew everyone's mind away, so... It was nice training for it. We were really fast as a team together, so we're hopefully gonna compete in more competitions together. My mom has always made sure that we travel together and we do activities together. So, I mean, she's a sister, but she's also like a good friend, so it's nice.
Best friend.
Yes, okay, I guess best friend.